Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air. Now, mate, brilliant weather over the past couple of days. Plenty of people getting out in the boat and stuff like that. How the reports come in, say, Coffin Bay?
It's been pretty good fishing, but yeah, we had some brilliant weather, so it was real good for people to get out offshore.
Yeah.
Look, so in the bays there, you've got all the usual fish there, salmon, trout. There's heaps of them in the bays there. They're probably the most common fish you're going to catch there. Mm-hmm. But there's also snook, garfish, tommies. There's a few whiting as well being caught in the bays.
Yep.
The full moon coming up, I would be looking at gummy sharks as well. If you're prepared to sift through all the eagle rays, which there is stacks of in there at the moment, you can get some real nice gummy sharks in the bays there at night time.
Sweet. Now, it's just those eagle rays are a bit of fun though as well.
Look, they're good for kids and all that want to catch their first big thing, I suppose. So yeah. I know a lot of people that go out offshore, that they start off catching eagle rays from the shore and all that, and there's plenty of young kids that come in and want to catch an eagle ray, and look, they're good fun to catch.
They
do put up a fair old fight, but once you start hooking them again and again and again and you're trying to catch something else, they can
Where's
be a bit
my
of a pain. Yeah.
Well, how are people going on the soft plastics actually around there?
They're actually finding a few flatheads, a few decent ones. So I've had a number of people, we've sat that many people fishing over there, they're bound to catch some few different fish which you don't normally catch, especially at this time of year. And there's been some nice flathead being caught in around Dutton Bay there. So I've heard of some real big ones, not around that 50, 60 centimetre mark.
Awesome. So worth a crack.
Yeah. Not a lot, but for those that want to give it a crack, it's, they're there.
Perfect. And if you are, say, out towards Farm Beach, plenty of people would, like over the weekend, plenty of people would have been out there. How are things looking when it comes to, say, the usual suspects? Are they thick and fast out there?
I wouldn't say thick and fast.
Okay.
But look, in some areas, there are some good numbers of whiting.
Yep.
Same with the garfish. There's plenty of garfish there. If you do the right things, you can really, if you can't find the whiting, give the garfish a crack, because I reckon they're a better eating fish. And look, there's plenty there and there's some big ones. But there's also tommies, salmon, trout, a few flathead. Mm-hmm. There's gummy sharks out there pinching whiting lines, and also little bronze whalers as well, and big ones too. They're all swimming around out that way.
Yeah, awesome. And if you're offshore, how are things going?
Look, pretty good. Out around the islands, there's kingfish, Samson fish, nanagai, blue morwong, sharks, both big and small, tuna. They seem to be around in a little bit better numbers. The water seems to be just getting a little bit warmer. I think it's more sort of out around Rocky Island. That seems to be the spot for the tuna.
Mm.
But yeah, there are some, I've seen some pictures of some decent tuna that have been caught there over the last week.
Awesome. I suppose that's the thing. It's just patience is a virtue. And when they finally turn up, we'll be golden. But they're just starting to creep through now.
I think you just got to be lucky.
Yeah.
So they are there. You just got to be lucky. But yeah, they are sort of, are hard to find, but you know, you get the right water temperature, right currents come through, and they can just be everywhere out there.
Classic. But what about for the shore-based fishers? How are they going?
Pretty good. So for the salmon guys, Gunya, Ormonta, and Convention Beaches, so they're the places to head for the salmon. There's schools there. They're not always visible. And if they're not visible, chuck a bait out in the gutter, and that seems to be getting a few salmon.
Okay.
And they're decent fish, sort of around that 3 kilos, which is pretty good for this time of the year.
Yeah, but it's the off-season really for them.
It is. Frenchman's, Coles Point, and Mount Drummond. You get whiting, garfish, snook, tommies, salmon, trout, and the odd flathead, and gummy sharks for the nighttime fishers off the rocks. There's a lot of areas around there where you can get the gummy sharks, probably bronze whales as well, and along with your old mate, the eagle ray.
Yeah, really. And those kingies that are around Port Lincoln, are they still firing pretty well?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, so there's plenty around. Look, some days they bite really hard and others they don't.
Mm.
Pretty much all the jetties around town have got them. Not so much at the Curtin Point jetty, but the main wharf and the town jetty are pretty good.
Okay.
And also the marina. There's quite a few in the marina as well.
Mm.
And look, they're anywhere between 50 and 80 centimetres. you know, that 50 to 65 seems to be about the most common size.
Okay.
Look, they're being caught on all different types of lures and baits. Probably the most popular sort of soft plastic that we've been selling are the 4 to 5 inch paddle tail, any type of paddle tail, whether it's a Gulp or a Shimano one. White seems to be the most popular colour.
Okay.
But look, there's plenty of other colours that work there. I've seen people using all different ones.
Yeah.
Bright pink and all sorts of stuff, and they all seem to be working.
Just grab what tickles your fancy and see how you go, basically.
Yeah, yeah. When they're biting, they're biting, and they're not too fussy.
Yeah, cool. If you're looking, say, squid, tommies, garfish, snook, they'd still be around the jetties as well.
Yeah, they are. But look, the kingfish are spooking these fish at times, especially when there's quite a few around. I wouldn't be expecting to catch too many other fish there. But when they're not on the bite, you can get all those other ones there.
Yeah, sick. And the national park, how's she shaping up in there at the moment?
There's been some decent catches of garfish in there along some of those areas in the national park and also along the North Shore as well.
So, in the North Shore area, how are you going for whiting?
Look, there's some really good ones, but they're early in the morning. First light up to about 8 o'clock in the morning. There seems to be some really big ones getting around up along that North Shore there. I think it's more with that tide.
Yep.
They seem to taper off in the middle of the day and they don't really sort of come back on until later in the afternoon. And likewise, down in the proper as well, there's some decent numbers of whiting down there as well. But you got to find them. And once again, you've got to fish at that right time. Mm. They're not biting in the middle of the day. So that's the worst time. Having said that, there are people going down there and they'll jag a few in the middle of the day there.
Those lucky buggers, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're, say, out towards Thistle Island, how are things looking down there?
There's some good numbers of whiting down there, but they're still not biting like red hot. It's not a hot bite down there like sometimes there are.
Yeah.
But look, if you stick at it, put the time in, you're going to catch a decent feed down there. There's also squid and trevally as well.
Okay, and have we seen any tuna sort of creeping up that way? Or
the main place where the tuna are, like out of Port Lincoln, is out at Roslyn Shoal, out in the middle of the Gulf. It's just warmer water out there. That seems to be the only real hot spot that I've heard for tuna out of Port Lincoln.
Okay.
But it's still hard going out there. It's still not big numbers of fish being caught. But like, if you go out there, you're probably going to catch them.
That's one of those, got to give it a crack.
You do, yeah.
And if you are out in those sort of deeper water grounds, Yanagai, Blue Morang sharks, Samson fish, kingies, they'd all be around, eh?
They are.
You know.
Yeah.
Get your line out and see what you can hook up. Tummy Bay, how are things going with the whiting?
I've heard of some excellent reports out at the group. Then I've also heard of some really ordinary reports out there. But look, the guys that know what they're doing, they're cleaning up.
Yeah.
Getting some good fish out there. So they are there. Just got to do the right things and you'll catch them. But there's also snook, trevally, garfish, tommies and squid. So there's a bit on offer out there.
Yeah, cool. And sure, you'd have your garfish, snook, squid, probably some whiting as well. And the kingfish, they'd be getting up there too, eh?
The jetty there, there's still a lot of kingfish there. They seem to be a bit harder to catch than the Port Lincoln ones. But there's also snook, garfish, tommies and squid.
Okay. What about the yellowfin? They'd be still pretty thick up there, right? They seem to just be everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. They're good up there. So we've got better afternoon tides starting later in the week. It's going to be good. So really from now onwards, you get some really good fishing for yellowfin.
Awesome. Yum. and for Arno Bay, how's things looking up there? If you're out in the boat, are you kind of on song or not?
No, you're going to do well. So there's whiting, snook, and garfish and squid from both of those areas. So you're going to get pretty good catches there.
Yeah, cool.
Jetty's pretty good for garfish, tommies, snook, and squid. And off Arno Bay, I've heard of a lot of little kingfish being sighted up there.
Mm-hmm.
Land-based fishers, yellowfin whiting, so many spots up in that area, all the way up to Cow, pretty much, where you're going to get yellowfin whiting off those beaches. And both lures and baits are working. Bronze whaler shark. There's both big and small. For a lot of those beaches all the way up there, there's
awesome.
Plenty of them if you want to hook onto something a bit bigger.
With those yellowfin, they'd start to creep down now, basically from now onwards. Hey, with the tides increasing, water's kind of appealing. How long do you reckon it's going to be before they turn up around Port Lincoln and up towards Lath Bay and stuff like that?
They would be around now. Once those bigger tides start building up more in the afternoon, then you get some good numbers of yellowfin whiting sort of closer sort of up around Lath Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some real good fun on the sand flats up there and just casting little lures around or baits.
Mm.
But people seem to be getting into the lures now for them.
That's actually your product of the week, the Shimano Rise Walk and the Jackson Ebby Panic. So these bad boys, look tough, and they've got a little shaker in there, do they?
Yeah, so they're two different lures. So one's the popper, that's the Shimano one. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the better poppers for the yellowfin whiting, and that's good when there's a little bit of wind and the water's ruffled up.
Yeah.
So when you create that splash, it creates a noise, which the yellowfin whiting are attracted to. So the Jackson Eby Panic, that's a little stick bait. Yep. So that resembles a little prawn, which skips across the top of the water, and that resembles just a fleeing prawn. And that's another very good lure for yellowfin whiting.
But it's a little bit more challenging, but as a result, it can be a little bit more fun as well.
Yeah, it's a lot more rewarding. So there's more and more people that they're not out to go out and catch big numbers of fish.
Mm.
They may have gone out and had a couple of good catches and got plenty in the freezer and they still want to fish. And this is a good way. You're catching more quality fish over quantity.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
You normally get much bigger fish on the lures, especially with the yellowfin. You might only catch a couple of fish in a session. You know, if they're really firing, you can do really well and catch your quota of 20 yellowfin, which is, you know, that's quite a lot.
That's a good day.
Yeah, it's a lot of fish to be handling.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, look, it's becoming very, very popular. The lure fishing forum, it's definitely a challenge. Yeah, it's good fun.
Classic case of up your game. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
So where can we come and find you to check out the Shimano Rise Walker or the Jackson Eby Panic?
We are at 1618 Hallett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
You beauty. Can't miss you. Shane, thanks so much for stopping in, mate. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Ben.